Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Workforce, Labor, and Economic Development Finance and Policy Meeting. Thank you for, actually, you should be thanking me for a little later start today. Not really, but again, thank you to Co-Chair Pinto for agreeing to this a little later start. We are having some changes today to our initial agenda or what we thought we were going to be doing today, and we'll kind of walk through that with everybody and certainly the public as well. With that, the Chair does recognize there is a quorum in the room. The minutes we need to have approved from April 9th. Vice Chair Mecklen, have you had a chance to review the minutes of April 9th?
I have, and I move the minutes.
Minutes have been moved. Any corrections or additions, members? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved as presented. Thank you very much. So again, members, today we aren't quite where we want to be with some information that we are kind of waiting for from some leadership direction, some help that Chair Pinto and I have been agreeable to and been working really hard with. Today we're going to be just really sort of moving some process along, kind of this, this is our version of a paper push. We're going to move this type of a bill that isn't at all our bill that we're going to be moving today. Chair Pinto will be bringing to us a DE amendment for the House File 2440 so that we make our third deadline, which is what the responsibility of our committee is to do. And then we can talk a little bit more about kind of the process after that. With that, Chair Pinto, would you like to move the DE1 amendment?
Actually, Mr. Chair, I think first I'll move the House File 2440 for referral to Ways and Means Committee as a first step, if that's all right, Chair.
Let's do that. Okay. The Chair Pinto does move House File 2440 to Ways and Means.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And then maybe just as a little bit of explanation for folks, because we are right at our deadline. So House File 2440 was introduced as the deed budget bill. And that was going to be our, that is going to be our vehicle for our committee budget eventually across all the areas of our committee. I am about to move an amendment that will convert that into what essentially becomes a vehicle to, as the chair said, make sure that we meet a third deadline and get the budget bill to Ways and Means. And maybe I'll make that motion right now, Chair, and then we can provide a little more explanation to folks. So I move the DE1 amendment to House File 2440.
There's been a motion by Chair Pinto to move the amended DE1 amendment to House File 2440. Further conversations on the DE? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? House File 2440 as amended is in front of us.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Chair Pinto.
Thank you so much, Chair Baker. So, so members, what we've just done then, again, is to convert that into this this vehicle. The plan is to send this to Ways and Means, as because I do think, given where we are in time, we just provide a little broader explanation. Chair Baker and I have had very good and productive conversations about a budget bill to present to all of you. I think it's been very constructive. Despite appearances, this is where we are at this exact moment. It's been quite constructive. Unfortunately, we did run into a spot that kind of got us stuck. As the chair said, we're waiting for some information on leadership to sort of get unstuck. In the meantime, we're going to send this to Ways and Means, as I say. I think it's important for all of us, it's important to me personally, to say that that when we do have a final bill to present to you all, we will do so in this committee, receive testimony. I see Chair Baker nodding as well. Receive testimony, have members consider that and offer what the amendments that they wish, and have that voted out of committee. The plan, I think, is to have that happen in a somewhat more unusual way, as you're seeing today. And so we'll have a vote to send that out, and then the plan would be to then put that onto this amended 2440 in Ways and Means, so that we end up in the same place, but through a different mechanism. I know that neither chair wanted to be going through this particular, the way we're doing this, and that's quite frustrating to both of the chairs of this committee, but we are where we are, and so we're going to meet the third deadline by sending this bill out. We will also, as I say, have this bill be considered both by the public for testimony and have the members of this committee be able to review it as well, despite exactly where we are at this moment. I hope, Chair, that you agree with kind of how I've described that.
Yeah, I think that was well done, Mr. Chair. Again, we are just going to move it to Ways. It's going to stay there until we are ready to talk about our full entirety of the bill. And then once we hopefully agree and pass the bill out of there, we'll do another DE when it moves out of here and on to Ways and Means so that our bill will end up where we need it to be. But it has to kind of make this process for really the world of the process here to make it work, to get it out of third deadline. So To the public that is watching this, and again, to all the members that have worked really hard on a lot of the bills that were being heard, we will have robust conversations once we have the ability to sort of, the chairs come to agreement and know where we're at with everything. Because we don't have the full bill, and it's hard to kind of start a bill when we know there's still some very vital things that are still missing from this bill. So with that, members, if there's any further questions, I'm happy to hear that. Otherwise, we can just really pass this along with that plan in mind. But any member questions at this time? All right. Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So then logistically, we would not be planning to meet tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
It's a very good question. Let's see. No, we will not be meeting tomorrow. So this will be our conclusion of this week. But we'll be obviously meeting in robust when we return from the Easter Passover break.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair Baker. And so I guess consistent with that, then, when we do get back together to review the budget bill, it'll be essentially at the call of the chair. We'll have to figure out exactly when that is. I think, for example, folks should not expect that sort of it would necessarily be that 8:15 Tuesday, the 22nd, I think, is when we come back. It may be, right? We'd love it if it is. But we're just going to have to see exactly what that is based on agreement.
We'll have to get some leadership direction on the actual timing, because again, it affects a lot of other schedules for other members too.
So, yeah.
Any further questions, members? Seeing and hearing none, we have the House file. The chair also moves House file 2440. Actually, I'll say this again. Chair Pinto moves House file 2440 as amended onto Ways and Means. Members, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? House file 2440 as amended is moved to Ways and Means. With that, members, that is all we have on our agenda today. We are finding ourselves adjourned.